Mark Rydell, Book 4, Chapter 31, The Ecclesiastical History of England by the Venerable Bede. There was in that same monastery a brother whose name was Bedduden, who had for no small time ministered to the guests of the house, and is still living, having the testimony of all the brothers and strangers resorting thither, of being a man of much piety and religion, and serving the office put upon him only for the sake of the heavenly reward. This man, having one day washed in the sea the coverings or blankets which he used in the guest chamber, was returning home, when on the way he was seized with a sudden infirmity, insomuch that he fell to the ground, and lay there a long time, and could scarce at last rise again. When he got up, he felt one half of his body, from the head to the foot, struck with palsy, and with great trouble made his way home by the help of a staff. The disease increased by degrees, and as night approached, became still worse, so that when day returned, he could scarcely rise or walk alone. Suffering from this trouble, he conceived the wise resolve to go to the church, as best he could, and approach the tomb of the Reverend Father Cuthbert, and there on his knees humbly beseech the mercy of God, that he might either be delivered from that disease, if it were well for him, or if by the grace of God it was ordained for him to be chastened longer by this affliction, that he might bear the pain which was laid upon him with patience and a quiet mind. He did accordingly as he had determined, and supporting his weak limbs with a staff, entered the church. There, prostrating himself before the body of the man of God, he prayed with pious earnestness that through his intercession the Lord might be propitious to him. As he prayed, he seemed to fall into a deep sleep, and as he was afterwards wont to relate, felt a large and broad hand touch his head, where the pain lay, and likewise pass over all that part of his body which had been benumbed by the disease, down to his feet. Gradually the pain departed and health returned. Then he awoke and rose up in perfect health, and returning thanks to the Lord for his recovery, told the brothers what had been done for him, and to the joy of them all, returned the more zealously, as if chastened by the trial of his affliction, to the service which he was wont before to perform with care. Moreover, the very garments which had been on Cuthbert's body, dedicated to God, either while he was alive or after his death, were not without the virtue of healing, as may be seen in the book of his life and miracles, by such as shall read it. The end of chapter 31 of the Ecclesiastical History of England by the Venerable Bede.